Blog Talk Radio.
Anybody in here been through some storms? If you've been through some storms, raise two hands. Well, I see some folks didn't raise their hands. I want to tell you, your storm is on the way. Do I have a witness here? All of us have to go through. Do I have a witness? In fact, the Bible said many are the afflictions of the righteous, but God delivers them out of them all. In fact, I want to tell you tonight, you have to go through in order to get out. Do I have a witness here? Anybody here, if you've been through and God brought you out, I want you to tell two people, say, neighbor, I've been through, but I'm still here. Tell somebody else.
Still here.
Jesus wrote me in. I'm still here. I had to cry sometimes. I can't hear you. Come on, say it. I had to go to the doctor. He said I wasn't gonna make it. Does anybody here know God brought you? I can't hear you. Does anybody here know God brought you? Yeah. Oh. I'm still here. Kept our mercy and grace.
Hello, good evening out there. My name is Jeremiah. My name is Bishop Dr. Jerry Hare, coming to you straight out of South Carolina. I'll be coming here every Friday on Sabbath to teach the Word of God. I love the record that just came off. Because the song is really centered around my whole study. I'm still here, and that's mainly what I'm going to be talking about in the Bible study, is to show how God's people is still here, regardless of what they have gone through, the trials and tribulations, we are still here. And regardless of whether we've been wrote out the Bible, not included in the Bible, not talked about or not mentioned about, and when we are mentioned in the book, we're not mentioned in a very positive light. But I want you to know that we are still here, and we're going to be talking about us being still here as far as the Bible is concerned. We are still here. Tonight, I'm going to start us off in Genesis chapter 1. As a matter of fact, the first verse in Genesis, in the beginning, so that we can get some idea of how we started in the beginning and how God started with us, his people, still in the beginning, and we are still here. Okay? So, if you could just turn with me to Genesis chapter 1, verse 1, and I would like to start from there. By the way, if you have any questions during the course while I'm talking, please don't wait to the end. I am indicating to my producer to acknowledge you right away, and your questions could interrupt what I'm saying, and then we'll address them. Genesis chapter 1, verse 1. It goes like this. In the beginning, God created the heavens. That heaven, the misprint here, it says heaven. It should say heavens. It's more than one heaven. The heaven and earth. When God creates, he creates things whole and complete. So, They're saying that when God finishes a product, when he, as he creates it. So just think of him creating earth in the beginning as a complete earth with vegetarian water and all those things around it, because that's how God had created it. And we must understand that God created earth whole and complete in verse 1, because now we're going to get to verse 2. And verse 2 would say, and the earth was without form and void, and darkness was in the face of the deep, and the Spirit of God moved upon the face of the waters. Okay, I just got finished saying in one that he completed earth as whole and complete, and everything was beautiful, because God doesn't make no junk. But verse 2 gives you the indication that earth was incomplete, and earth was voided and without form. And to not to dispute 2, but to explain verse 2. Earth was originally whole and complete, but a lot of things had occurred between verse 1 and verse 2. Some of the things that had occurred between verse 1 and verse 2 was that God had assigned Lucifer to earth, and Lucifer and his angels was in control of earth. And sometime Lucifer got this here idea to go up to heaven and tried to assassinate God, because Lucifer wanted to be in charge. Well, there was a war that took place in heaven. Archangel Michael and his angels defended heaven, and they kicked Lucifer out. Lucifer was defeated, and he kicked Lucifer out to heaven. And he kicked them back down to earth. And as Lucifer was kicked back down to earth, and he hit earth with such a force, he knocked earth out of its axis and out of its rotation, therefore making earth appear to be void and without form. It wasn't like that originally. Earth wasn't like that originally. But after Lucifer hit earth from being kicked out, earth became void and without form. That's how number 2 states. Number 2 doesn't let you know how earth had became void and without form. Okay, but earth wasn't like that originally. Earth was perfect and whole, and it became void and whole, and it came void and without form once Lucifer was defeated and hit the earth and knocked it out of whack. Now, earth is sitting there now, void and without form. And that takes us to 3, verse 3. And God said, let there be light. And there was light. And God saw the light, that it was good. And God divided light from darkness. Okay? Now, this light that we're talking about is the light of God. and the light of God he let shine on earth to outshine the darkness that was here on earth. Many people get this here light confused. And God says, let there be light. That was the same thing as him singing, let there be me. Because he was going to be the light. People get confused and think that this is that God says, let there be light. And then that's the time that he brought about the sun. But as we see later on, God didn't bring forth the sun as of yet. So for the first 3 days or so, he was the light of the world, not the sun. And that's very important that people understand it there. And verse 5, God calls the light day. And the darkness he called night. Evening and the morning were the first day. Notice he said, in the evening and the morning was the first day. And what we see here now is that a day starts off, or a day begins in the evening. That's when a day begins. Like we want to say, like Friday evening is the beginning of the day. And then when evening leaves and day comes about, you're going to notice that it's towards the evening of that day. And God said, number 6, God said, let there be a firmament in the midst of the waters, and let them divide the waters from the waters. And God, 7, God made the firmament and divided the waters which was under the firmament from the waters which was above the firmament. And it was so. 8, and God called the firmament heaven. God called the firmament heaven, or heavens, and the evening, the morning, were the second day. Again, we see that how the evening and the morning is seventh day. When we say evening, we're basically talking about evening starting out probably about 6, 7 in the evening time, and that's a new day. The Gentiles have changed it and made it so that a new starts 12 o'clock midnight. And as we know, 12 o'clock midnight is a new day for them, but also 12 o'clock midnight is also called the witching hour. Okay, I might have said that too fast. The witching hour for the Gentiles is 12 midnight. It's not God's day that starts. God's day had already started. It started at around 6 or 7 in the evening. 9. God said, let the waters under the heavens be gathered together into one place, and let the dry land appear. And it was so. And God called the dry land earth, and the gathering together of the waters he called seed. And God saw that it was good. Okay, Now we're going. Now we're going on, and we're seeing how God now is letting the earth bring forth grass, herb, and yielding a seed, the fruit of seed yielding after its kind. I'm in verse 11. What's important about verse 11? It shows that God is yielding the seed for the fruit and the vegetables after its kind. It's very important that we understand here that all fruit and all vegetables produce after its kind. Okay? That's a universal law. All seed produce after its kind. Even when we're talking about the beasts and the creeping things, and the things that creep upon the earth, everything produced after its kind, including when man comes, man going also produce after its kind. There's not going to be no such thing as that man, a male man and a female, is going to produce a donkey that we know that them two is going to produce after its kind. And there's no mixing of seeds to produce something, because every seed and every species will have its own chromosome number. With the humans, our chromosome number is 46. The female has 23 chromosomes, and the male has 23. And when you put them together, they have 46 chromosomes, which make a man. Every time, a man. Only a man. It will make nothing but a man. Okay, so we got to really get that, lock that down tight. All right? And then again, he says, going down to 13, there was evening, there was morning, a third day. Now, 14, we get to the verse 14, and God said, let there be lights in the firmament, lights in the sky, lights in space, of the heavens, and divide the day from night. Now, we're getting into what we are familiar with. We're getting into the 24-hour cycle, whereas that a day, a whole day, is going to be 24 hours in length. Now, before this happened, when God had originally said, let there be light, we don't know how long a day was and how long a night was. Okay? As some people say, a day in heaven or a day in God is like 1,000 years. Okay? So we don't know. We don't know how long days and nights were in the beginning. But now, when we get to 14, we now, God says, let light be in the firmament to judge the seasons and everything. God is giving us ways of how to judge a day and a night and how to count days and nights. And how to count seasons. 15. And let them be a light in the firmament in the heavens to give light upon the earth. And it was so. The greater light to rule the day. Now we come into the sun. The greater light to move the day, to rule the day with your sun. And the lesser light he made with the stars to rule the night. And God set them in the firmament of heaven to give them light upon the earth. 18, and to rule over the day and over the night and divide the day from darkness. And God saw that it was good. Okay? And evening and morning were the first, were the fourth day. Okay? I appreciate y'all having patience with me with my speech because speech is getting clearer and it would get clearer, amen, as time go on. I just want to skip down a little bit because we talk about God as he's making his creatures and he's making it work well. And he commanding all of them to multiply the earth and everything. The cattle after its kind, and everything that he's creating, he is creating it once and then ordering it to reproduce after its kind. Now we're getting down to 26. And God says, let us make man in our own image. He had made everything else and everything, but now he's going to make man in his own image. In his own likeness. That was a major creation. Because what he had in mind for man is that man was going to be the one in charge of earth. And when I say man, I mean man and woman. They both being equal or being in charge of the earth. Originally, God had given the earth to Lucifer. But then he had to end up firing Lucifer. So Lucifer is not in charge of the earth no more. Earth is man's job. Lucifer is just upset because Lucifer is not in charge no more. So because he's not in charge no more, he doesn't have no power in earth no more. So what he tries to do is that he tries to go around and sort of tempt us to go against God's will and tempt us to go against God's rules and tempt us to go against God's law so that we might be fired like he was. But God is always protecting us so that we don't always fall into the snares and traps of Lucifer. To get us abandoned and to get us thrown out. And also to make it so that we don't die. Okay? Because Lucifer had found out that with sin, once he is able to put sin in us, that we can die from sin. Sin is the thing that makes us, and the sin is the thing that makes us sick and destroys us. Go sin. So Lucifer is always trying to put sin in us. Okay? And it's God who tries to, God who protects us from sin, so that we might not, so that we may not die. It's a very important thing that we understand it here in 26. God said, let us make man in our own image, have our likeness. And when he said that, you know, and he also says, and let them, men, have dominion over the fish of the sea, over the fowl of the air, over the cattle, all the earth, and over every creeping thing upon the earth. God, in other words, that God had gave man and woman everything on earth and said that they could be a charge of it. And he didn't give them the a part of the earth. He gave them the whole earth. The whole earth so that they could be a part of. All right? 27. And God created man in his own image, and in the image of God, in the image of God, he created him. Male and female created them. All right? Which means that man and woman was created equal. There was no such thing as he created one and then turned around and made the other from that one. He created both of them. And he created both of them so that they was equal, man and woman alike. 28. And God blessed them. Okay? And when it says, and God blessed them, it wasn't like no little blessing like we receive when we go to a church or a church or a revival. We mean that God blessed them and blessed them so that they would be as gods of this earth and put them in charge. God blessed them with authority and blessed them with skill. And it's more so that God blessed them in a way where they could survive on the earth. God blessed them with melon. Have you ever heard that? God blessed them with melon, with a substance called melon. This substance of melon is a high intelligence, a very high intelligence. This thing with melon, people have studied, it comes from the third eye of intelligence. All right? And not only this melon would protect them against the physical ailments of the earth. This melon would act as a shield for them against the sun rays of the sun. This melon would give them color. Color of a brown skin, dark skin, black skin, complexion. And this here complexion of melon will protect them against all the rays, all the harmful rays, so that they may live. They was designed. Men were designed to walk on the earth and be healed from walking under the sun. Okay? I know when the white Greeks seen these people or seen us who was created in the image and likeness of God, the white Greeks and the Romans, they called us the kiss of the sun because of our very dark complexion. And they soon learned that very dark complexion protected us to walk under the sun. Whereas with the European man, he had to run in caves, hide in caves, live in caves. He had to shield himself from the sun. Okay? And right now, I'm not talking, I'm not bashing nobody. I'm not talking about white and black or bashing anybody. I'm just talking about the way it is, the way it was created, and the way it is still. Okay? These people of dark skin complexion, of melanin, okay, was a very special people who God had created himself. He had created this one race, but he had created this one race so that this one race will travel and go across the whole earth, multiplying. And not only just multiplying, people like themselves, but because of the earth has different climates and environments, we was able to multiply some people with variations. What I mean by that is that some people who we multiplied with was lighter than others. We was able to produce the darkness of dark to the highest of light. Or should I say the highest of light skin. That was in our genes. We had that in our genes. We could do that. Okay? If you notice it was studied, the European man, a man from Europe, he cannot produce variations of people. He and his wife can only produce white people. And if he does, or mix with us, his children will come out black or human or human. And what I mean by human, they'll come out be a human being, is that God created one race. He created the human race. And what I mean by human race, he created that the word human comes from the word word color. A hue is a color. So when you say hue, you know that is a color. And that's what God created. He created a human being, a being of color. Okay? And that is very exciting. And the reason why I say that that's very exciting is because that so-called human being that was first created by God in his likeness and in his image, that human being offering is still here. We are still here. After everything that we have gone through, we are still here. And we have done all the things that God has set forth for us to do and planned for us to do. Okay? We have developed cities and structures, pyramids and buildings and everything, gigantic, huge structures to worship our God. Okay? And to know what God has given inside of us. Well, God only gave us spirituality, the spirituality of a God. God didn't give us, but God didn't give us religion. Okay? God gave us the Spirit of God where we could worship him in spirit and truth. All right? Can we worship him in religion? We can't worship God in religion because religion is made out of number one, a man-made belief about a certain religion. Two, is made out of a man-made faith. Got to have faith in a man. Three, a religion is made out of literature. You got to have literature to read what man has wrote about the religion in order to follow the religion. And then you notice that in the beginning, when God created man and was giving him instructions, God didn't give him no literature. There was no literature, all right? Did not say that he had to have faith in another man or another woman, okay? It wasn't like that. God didn't give that out. God said, my word shall abide in thy heart. In thy heart where you will find my word. That's why I'm sort of jumping a little bit. That's why when Moses had told the children of Israel that you do not have to get someone to go and to go over the waters to get the word, nor do you have to get someone to go under the sea to get God's word, or up in the sky to get God's word. He says God's word is in your heart, whereby you don't have to have no other man to go and get him. Okay, and that in itself is exciting. It's exciting to know that you belong to a people that God has created. And God has created and gave us spirituality. 28. And God has blessed us. And God said unto them, be fruitful and multiply and replenish the earth and to do it. And have dominion over the fish of the sea, and over the fowl of the air, and over everything that creepeth upon the earth. Which means, if your wife or your next door neighbor is not a fish, is not a bird, or not a cattle, or not anything that creepeth upon earth, that you are not to have dominion over them. May God bless us and bless the reading. And I'm going to end it right here. And until next time, we will see each other and we will go a little bit further in that. So I'm going to be saying good night and may God bless. Do we have any questions?